1 hour ago, we had the wildly popular segment, Pressed Ham, as we got to know Matt Birmingham, the host of the Ticket Top 10. Well, we decided, you know, we're a little light on content, so why don't we just roll in another one of our coworkers? And Ham, you probably want to pop up because we've had a lot of construction in here lately, so not all the mics are working. But we want to welcome in right now to the studio. It is the producer of The Hang Zone from noon to three. It is Blake Jones.
Whoa.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Blake.
What's up, Blake?
Do you have a ream of paper you could put down? Oh, thank you. You guys aren't the musers.
We're not the musers. No, we're not. But we're glad you're with us today.
Yeah, no doubt,
helping us kill a segment. And much like we did with Ham last hour, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Blake Jones. I worked in engineering for a bit. Didn't have a boss.
What?
Killers here. I didn't know they have shelter dogs. I don't know if they pick locks. I became Bad Radio's producer when I was, you're not going to believe this, 29 years old. No one's ever been a producer that young. Kind of inspirational. Kind of like a spokesperson of my generation. The pandemic, if you could call it that, started about a week after I became producer, which is suspicious. Hardest working person at the ticket. The only day I'd taken off was to go on a vacation back in January on the 6th. What else? I recently bought a new place. I had two requirements. Must be next to a golf course. Must be able to survive the apocalypse. Y'all know where Trident Lakes is?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, my buddy Richie had me game place there.
Okay.
You think a lot of yourself, don't you, Blake?
Yeah, Blake. All right, what's your, I guess, what's it like being the Hang Zone's producer? You liking that?
Yeah, I love Dan. Dan and his co-host recently started coming back in studio from Dan's house, the Dragon Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's so cool.
Just Dan? What about Jake? You like working with Jake?
Jake's jealous of me. I became producer faster than him. Took him about 15 years. Management minus Killer saw my potential and promoted me.
What? So you're producing now. You clearly think a lot of your own abilities. What, I guess in the end, what's your dream job?
Host the Hang Zone along Dan. He's so cool. I think realistically, I could become his co-host in September.
Wow, September.
September, how's that?
Quite the timeline.
Jake's trying to sabotage me. He's jealous I'm doing a better job producing than him, so he sabotaged me with my interviews I booked for him, making me look bad. The Luca interview, Devin Harris interview, Lucy from Slovenia interview. He thinks it's killing me inside, making me look bad. He's too stupid to realize I'm the one killing him.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
Jake has gotten sick recently. He thinks it's food poisoning that's from eating old food. It's poison, all right. I've been slowly killing him with poison. Mercury poisoning. It's easier to administer now he's back in studio. I've been slowly giving it to him, mercury. Like Gribble once said, builds up, dude. Jake's trying to have another kid.
Yeah.
Why do you think his sperm count's so low? That's me. The more samples he gives, the quicker he's going to croak. He'll be dead in 3 months. 1 month memorial. Then be hosting the Hang Zone with my best friend, Dan.
God, dude, I mean, he's...
Shouldn't share that on the air, I don't
think. Right, because he's listening right now, Jake is.
Jake doesn't listen to me when I speak. Dan won't say anything because he wants to. I'm the only son he ever had. Same goes for Vida. By the way, Jake's not the only one jealous of me. Jake, Sora's jealous. He acts like he isn't, but he is. He has a terrible poker face. He's jealous of my golf game and my lush head of hair.
Okay, so this is Blake Jones, the producer of The Hang Zone, joining us here in studio and being very revealing about his ticket aspirations. Now, you're known around the station as a conspiracy theorist, and I kind of feel like that's been a bit that's been sort of propped up over the years.
Oh, it's no bit. Y'all see the UFO news?
No.
About the Navy? Yeah, I saw that.
You know what I call that?
What?
Vindication. If I'm right about one thing, I must be right about everything else. 9/11. Pizzagate. Killer's actual job. Clearly, it's not making schedules.
Blake Spin.
You got a point there.
Oh, is this Blake Spin? What is...
Chemtrails. Gas shortages. Lizard people. Mole people. You know a mole person. You know Cray Tray? He does the overnights here.
Come on, now. He's not a mole person.
Horse people. They're a real thing. The Manning brothers. Eli, Peyton.
Okay.
They're both horse people.
One play for
Blake Spin.
Dog people. We got a dog person producing us right now, Killer.
I hate you, Blake. I hate you.
Man, shut up, dog. These are not conspiracies. They are fact. Y'all want to hear some personalized Blake plans?
Please.
Yeah, why not?
Do Do you guys know the real reason why Blake or Rob Reiner left?
Oh, I'd love to. What is it?
He knocked up Danny's girlfriend, Danny Fonda, forced him in retirement so he could throw host with Corby. Miscalculated, now he's producing the Hardline still, raising Reiner's bastard cub.
Blake Spin. Okay, you got anything
do
else?
Do you all want me to Blake Spin everyone here?
Is no an option?
Fire away, I guess.
You know how Sean got the morning ticket position?
How?
He invited Logan Gourley out to a hangout tailgate with them, never showed up, gave him dead batteries, recorder, he was fired, Sean was hired.
Blake
White, how that went.
That is a Blake Spin.
I don't like waking up, but okay.
You know the truth behind how Saroy got his producing job?
What's that?
He used his brother to hack into a Twitter account, spout his own racist thoughts online so he could get hired and get the benefits for his chemo treatment. Which is also ironic for who he works with now on both fronts.
Okay.
Ham was just in here. I saw him in here a second ago. Do you know how Ham got his job?
How's that?
He misread a killer weekend schedule. Fahey left early. Ham didn't show up for his overnight. Fahey got fired. Ham got his job. Does not make any sense at all.
Does it?
It sounds
correct. Is that it? Anyone else getting...
Do you guys know the truth where Kat went for those 2 years?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, dear.
Hang on.
Became a roadie for Pantera, took care of Dimebag's guitarist, decided to replace him. After he got shot and killed, Kat lied to Dan Bennett about being a program director. Now it's our boss. It's also why he's still trying to figure out how to do his job. Still, speaking of how to try to do his job, you know how Killer became an engineer?
I'd love to know.
Let's just say that Eric the Red found out how Killer really got his nickname. He was removed from the picture, much like how Killer removes his name from the wall of ticket stock. Darby also found out the hard way, too.
Oh, now Darby into this.
You guys know the real reason why Julie was sent to Bora Bora for 3 months?
I have an idea.
Tile filed sexual harassment on her after he lost a ton of weight. HR felt a trip to Bora Bora would be better optics than firing her.
Blank Ben.
Same thing happened to Russell Scott, but his was permanent.
Oh, no.
Blank Ben.
I don't think that's true at all about Russell.
Sorry I have to go. If we have more time, I'll talk about why the kick-around is still a show. Or the truth behind Bob's Peloton numbers. I gotta go. Jake's very demanding.
Yeah. All right, well, Blake.
But, I think you should go.
But not demanding for that much longer.
I guess we'll hear you at noon today, maybe?
Yeah. Hey, allow me in studio.
We'll see.
Dan keeps kicking me out after the Hardline.
Okay. All right, Blake.
Thanks
for that an enlightening segment.
Shocking information.
Blake Spin. It's 8:43 here on The Ticket. Coming up next, Mikey is here, so we gotta talk some hot golf.